Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
For some of us, Thanksgiving isn't Thanksgiving without cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie, stuffing. But for others, like digital strategist Scott Kleinberg, it's not Thanksgiving without a few good social media tips. Scott, you've been doing a Thanksgiving-themed social media segment annually for a while, haven't you?
Yeah. Morning, Bob. I actually started it years ago during my newspaper column days. I remember when I used to get hundreds of tweets and emails, and people would ask me to do it again and again. And, you know, I keep thinking so much has changed since then. But since this holiday is so steeped in tradition, I kind of wanted to keep the recipe the same and hopefully help as many people as possible.
Why not? All right, let's start by talking turkey.
Let's do exactly that. So if you are cooking an actual turkey for Thanksgiving, you'd be hard-pressed to find a Twitter account more helpful than the Butterball account. And you guessed it, it's at Butterball. And you can either go directly there, or I would recommend searching for hashtag turkey tip to find, yeah, you guessed it, turkey tips. And they do everything from like what size turkey to buy, depending on the size of your dinner party, to how long to cook the turkey.
Yeah, we talk to those folks every year, and it's fun to ask them about some of the weird calls they get, from hapless guys most of the time. Anyway, all this makes you nostalgic for the days when we use social media to help each other.
You know, I really think, Bob, that's why I'm drawn to things like this, because I really miss those days. I mean, you know, we mentioned before, you know, I said this holiday is steeped in tradition. And from a social media perspective, I think nothing really says tradition more than an account that sticks with what works.
Yeah, that's a great social media tip right there, sticking with what works.
It absolutely is. And, you know, there's plenty to be said for trying new things and keeping up with changing times. We talk about that. But there's also a lot to be said for embracing data. And I have no doubt that the Butterball folks, you know, they know what whets their followers' appetites, because, you know, I'm sure the analytics tell a story in charts and graphs. You know, I'm not privy to that, but I'm pretty sure that's the case. And even if the content is ultimately recycled year after year because they get the same questions year after year, it's still helpful. And in social media, you know, helpful goes a really long way. And also, you know, this type of thinking can help anyone who creates content. You know, for example, if you were to go on Twitter and hit the Twitter poll icon and try to see if something resonates with your audience, you know, type in, do you prefer cranberry sauce from a can, or do you like it homemade, or is pumpkin pie better than apple pie, or do you like Instagram better than TikTok? You know, there's no shortage of possibilities in what you can do.
We'll get some more Thanksgiving tips from Scott Kleinberg, our social media strategist. And Scott, for the Genius Bar, I have an email problem I want to consult you on. And also, we'll talk a little bit about that list of the most common passwords and some ones to avoid. And also, Apple letting you now repair your own phones. All that and more coming up momentarily. I'm talking with Scott Kleinberg about social media. And Twitter is just one spot for Thanksgiving. What are some of the other ones, Scott?
One of my absolute favorites, Bob, is Pinterest. If you are looking for a recipe, I can't think of a better place to find it than Pinterest. And, you know, there's recipes and there's ideas on any visual platform like Instagram, for example. Or, you know, that you can have a conversation among family and friends on Facebook. But Pinterest, to me, is the best of both worlds, because it's crowdsourced, it has beautiful visuals, and it's frequented by artists, and that includes chefs.
I have a feeling you have a Thanksgiving Pinterest board, don't you?
Have I become that easy to read, Bob? Mm-hmm. And yes, you're right, I do. And if you want to find it, you can find my Pinterest stuff at, if you go to Pinterest.com, you search for my name, Scott Kleinberg, and then search for Thanksgiving recipes, it'll pop up. And I created it last year during the height of the pandemic. And that's when I noticed a trend of people were cooking together over video and getting together that way and instead of in person. And when I created it, there's more than 300 pins, covers everything from appetizers to dinner to dessert. I tried to find something for every type of eater. And, you know, I just want to say, Bob, that, you know, it reiterates the point that it's not hard to find ways to be helpful on social media. I mean, I don't know how to cook. I couldn't bake a pie if you paid me. But, you know, putting together a Pinterest board took me a few hours, and I think it has the potential to help a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I give the address again for people to find that.
Yeah. Just go to Pinterest.com, search for me, search by my name, so just Scott Kleinberg, and then from there you can search through all the Pinterest boards, and this board is called Thanksgiving Recipes.
Got it. Any final Thanksgiving-themed tips?
You know, this tip should not be relegated to just Thanksgiving, but I'll give it a holiday twist if I can. You should make sure that all of your accounts are safe and secure, and that means no weak passwords. If you purchase something during a Black Friday sale, for example, let's say that item requires a password, start from scratch. Start with a strong, hard-to-guess password that you're not using anywhere else. And if you make sure of this now, you'll have a lot less work to do when you and I discuss social media spring cleaning in March, because I'll bring it up. So that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, we were talking recently about a list that came out of the top 200 most common passwords of the year. And I think number one was still 123456. I can't believe anybody would actually use that one, but they do, don't they?
They do. And here's the thing to think about with that particular password, okay? It's been found, according to this list, and I look at this list every year, over 103 million times that people have found this password, that it's been used. And they even tell you how long it takes to crack a password. And most of these passwords can be cracked in under a second. And when we say under a second, we're talking about hard to measure micro kind of seconds. But it really is hard to believe, and it means that people aren't listening and reading my columns because they're still using that same password.
Yeah, don't take it personally. But, yeah, I think on the top 10 list of most common passwords, five of them were slight combinations of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So stay away from those numbers, right?
Absolutely. Don't use numbers. Always use a mixture of capital letters, lowercase letters, numbers, symbols. And remember, there are websites you can go to, like you can just Google strong password generator and it'll make a password for you. I mean, there is no reason in the world why you should limit yourself to something like this and risk, you know, your personal information.
As we reported here a week or so ago, Apple announced plans to let customers repair their own phones. This is quite a huge shift from their current repair policies, isn't it? And it looks to be all good, is it?
It is. I mean, it's mostly good, and it's because Apple gets a lot of pushback for not letting people do certain things, and they get a lot of pushback about certain features being disabled if you let a different person repair it who's not one of their genuine, you know, service centers. But the one thing to keep in mind in this case is they're starting it off with just two things. They're starting it off with the iPhone 12 and the iPhone 13, which are the two newest phones. Eventually, they're going to release it to Mac computers and laptops that have the new chips, you know, so it's going to be rolled out over a certain period of time. But the one thing that I would just point out is I think it takes a very specific kind of person to be able to repair an iPhone. And I think before you get too excited about the freedom of being able to do it, you should make sure you know how to do it.
Yeah. And now for the Genius Bar, you're going to have to lower yourself to help me with this one, I know, but I'll ask you anyway. Many times I'll forward emails to myself just to get them back at the top of my list of emails on my phone so I remember to answer something. And then here's what happens a lot, especially with email threads that have gone through a number of people. I'll forward that back up to the top. And then when I go, I just want to answer the person who originally sent me the first email. And if I'm not careful, I'm sending a reply to myself. Do you know what I mean? What am I doing here?
Yes. I know exactly what you mean. And the reason why that's not so crazy, the reason why that's happening is because of the step that you're taking by forwarding it to yourself. When you forward it to yourself, you've created another you, so to speak. So when you hit reply, you're replying to the last person who happens to be you. That is a that's a confusing place to
yeah.
be. I think what I would do to ensure that doesn't happen, it's an extra step, but I think it actually makes sense. If you look at the email that you just forwarded yourself and then go into the list of names, just copy and paste the name of the person you want to send it to, even though it's the original person. Then hit reply, and then when you hit reply, make sure that person's name is pasted in the two place, and it's not you.
Scott, at the Thanksgiving table, I'll be grateful to you for your assistance. Have a good holiday.
You too, Bob. Thanks. Take care.